The one and only George Rogers, ready to go on the guest line now. Always great to talk to the Heisman Trophy winner. And we're talking to him today about being the first pick in the 1981 NFL draft. Big George, how are you, sir? Great to have you on.
What's going on with you, man? I enjoy your show at all time, man. Good to be on.
Well, we appreciate you. Take us back through that. Obviously, you've won the Heisman Trophy. You've had a terrific career at South Carolina. What was it like then, based on what you see in today's world with the picking of a first rounder and the first pick in the draft? How long did you know, if at all, that you were going to be the one the Saints chose?
Well, I didn't really know. Bum has said that he wanted a good defensive player. I didn't know whether I was going to be first or a second or not. But, you know, I winning the Heisman Trophy made me think that I might get picked soon anyways. But it was fun. I went up to New Orleans, and Bum said, "We think we're going to draft you." And then I found out, you know, the next day that I was going to get the number one choice.
When you were meeting with Bum Phillips, obviously by then you already knew what kind of player Earl Campbell was. Did that give you a greater sense of peace about where you were going to land and work for a man you were going to work for, knowing what he had done for Earl in his career in Houston just a few years prior?
Oh, yeah, I look forward to it. I did. I think my first year I carried the ball 376 times. I mean, He didn't disappoint me, I tell you that. Of course, I got rookie of the year, and that was good. But you know what? The main thing is that you can't do it without the good guys in front of you. You know, people always made me look good. When I was at the university, my offensive line was the best thing talked about. Those guys made me look good, and that's how you do it. You don't do it by yourself.
And George, you've been saying that ever since. I mean, because I remember we were just talking last hour about when we both heard that you had won the Heisman Trophy. I was living in Somerville at the time. I heard it on an AM station. It was real scratchy to listen to it from long distance. And I remember one of the first things you said in your acceptance speech was your offensive line and your teammates, that you had to give the credit to them. And that's still in your mind.
Oh, ain't no question about it. My mama raised a good one right here. although I have had my blemishes. I'm blessed, though. Those guys make me look good. That's for real.
George Rogers with us here, 1980 Heisman winner, first pick in the 1981 NFL draft. Take us through the process then, too. Again, not just about talking to Bum and saying they're going to get you, but, you know, today we hear about guys specializing in training for this and that. What was your buildup like from the time you were, you know, went to the Gator Bowl till getting ready for the draft? What was it like back then, and is it a whole lot different today from what you can tell from the guys you talk to?
Well, I see it's a whole lot different. They're getting a whole lot more money, I can tell you that, from the beginning. But, you know, back then, you know, I was more interested in buying my mom a house. You know, I always told her, you know, one day if I be able to get in professional league, the first thing I'm going to do is buy you a house. And that's the first thing that I did, was get my mom a brand new house and buy a car and, you know, bought a car and, you know, did some of those kind of things. But it was exciting, you know, coming from the University of South Carolina, being the number one pick. I never thought I was going to be the number one pick, because Bum didn't tell me. And guess who was this? Who do you know who was second pick behind me?
Wasn't Hugh Green, was it?
No, it was Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor. Oh, wow.
He was pretty good,
yeah,
too.
Lawrence. Yeah, I think he was pretty damn good. I can tell you that right now.
Now, refresh our memory, Georgia. Who was the quarterback for the Saints when you were running the ball?
Oh, man. Archie Manning.
Mm. Archie was still playing.
Still
okay.
Playing a little right. bit.
Oh, yeah. Archie Manning was my – and then I was able to play with Doug Williams. So I played with two great quarterbacks. And, you know, you never know who's going to be a quarterback. Of course, I played with several guys with the Saints. You know, Bum Phillips. I played with what's his name? Played for Alabama. I forgot his name now.
Ken Stabler.
I know. Ken Stabler. Yeah. That's exactly what I was trying to say. Yeah, he died not too long ago, right?
Mm-hmm. He did.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that about him, but he was a great quarterback too. So, you know, one thing I can remember about Ken Stabler is. It's kind of funny, but I was in. You know, usually if we're gonna throw the ball, I'm not in the game because you know I'm not in the pass game. I'm in the run, and I can remember this linebacker. I forget his name. He ran over me and sacked Stabler, and I got in the huddle. I went back to the huddle, and I said, "Sorry about that, Stabler." He said, "That's all right." After he got the wind knocked out of him, but Von Phillips got on the side. And I said, "If George Rogers in the game one more damn time, and on a pass play, somebody's gonna get fired."
George, if you had to pick one guy who hits you harder than anybody else in your NFL career, can you think of one?
Well, yeah, I you know what, I can. On y'all too, I didn't charge my phone up, but it was Chip Banks.
Oh, okay.
He slung me like a rag doll, and I'm talking about when I'm talking about slinging. You know, he slung me down, and I hit my back on the ground first. And I'm talking about I was almost out. I was almost out when he got through with me. And I told him, he said, "George, come on now. I know that hurt. I said, it sure did." I told him it sure did.
Talking to the great George Rogers here. Again, top pick of the 1981 NFL draft, round one of this year's draft tonight, starting at 8 o'clock. George, once you were taken, then there's the off season and the preseason and the buildup. Did you back then feel like you had to justify being the top pick? Did you put pressure on yourself? Did you, especially now that you had moved? I mean, you grew up in Atlanta, so you grew up in a big town. Then you were over here where, you know, you obviously did your thing. Then you're somewhere where maybe you weren't a household name. Did they put pressure on you? Did you put pressure on yourself? Or did you feel like, hey, I'm George Rogers, I'm going to go get it done?
No, I didn't. Not that at all. I mean, you know what happened to me in my first practice in the NFL? They ran the mile and a half, and I didn't make it. I didn't make the mile and a half. I ran off too fast and got tired, and I just quit. And Baum said, "Don't worry about it, George. If we ever have to give you in a mile and a half, we won't give it to you."
Yeah, good thing you run short sprints for a tailback in the National Football League. As you look at things right now with how it is tonight, and just from afar, from your vantage point, if you're the Cleveland Browns, are you going offense or do you have to go Myles Garrett on defense with that first pick?
You know what? If I was Deshaun Watson, I would not want to go to no damn Cleveland Browns. Yeah. That's for sure. That's one thing for sure. And certainly, if they need to go defense. That they've gotten every quarterback you can get to get it turned around, I think. But you know, you never know. Deshaun Watson is a great quarterback to pass up. I would say that too. You know, I even thought he should have got the Heisman Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had waited till after the game, after he showcased himself with Alabama, he probably would have. But Deshaun Watson is a great act, great guy, great human being. I mean, golly, man, you just don't know. You got to meet him to see how humble he is.
Right.
He's a real class act. And I tell you what, I gave him my vote. He got my vote for the Heisman, I know that. And I got it to him last year. I mean, last year and the year and this year, you know, this, mm-hmm. not this year, but the last two
the last
years
two.
He got my vote.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As you
he got my vote. Go ahead.
As you look at the tailbacks in this year's draft, if you could pick one of them, maybe not so much that's like you, but somebody that can, like you did, make a quick impact in the NFL, who's that guy that you like more than anybody else right now?
I said a guy, that kid from LSU, golly, man, he's a workhorse. He weighs about 230 and can run. I mean, you know, you can't cancel out speed. And that boy right there got a lot of speed. He's a top running back. And of course, you know, I like the little running back too, from Stanford.
Right, McCaffrey.
McCaffrey. I forget his name, but yeah, he's a pretty good running back too. But and then. He can be a running back, and he can be you can run kickoffs, punch. I mean, okay, this kid did do everything. So, I don't know these guys. They do so much, and you know, than more than what I did. So, you know, hey, all they gotta do is make that money first and then worry about the other thing and the next time, at the next level.
Yeah, I just wonder. I think the Panthers try to get one of them. Maybe Dalvin Cook is there for them at number 8, too. But I got a hunch Fournette is gone. A couple more minutes here with George Rogers. Let's talk about your big event coming up here in a little bit over a month. You do it a lot with your golf tournament, and a lot of your Heisman brethren come back to Columbia and hang out with you and raise money for a great cause. Give us some more details.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, this will be my 26th year. The George Rogers Foundation, we have first-generation students go to school. I'm a first generation to go to school in my family. And, of course, I had a son, Brandon, that went to – where did Brandon go to school? I can't remember. See, that's that NFL concussion. He went to Furman. Mm-hmm. And then I got one that went – you know, he had Trey, my youngest son. He went to the University of South Carolina. He got a scholarship. He had shortage in the spine. It was called – what is that called?
I don't know the condition.
My memory is not very good. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. I mean, maybe it's all them hits I got, right? Trey went to the University of South Carolina, and he couldn't play football anymore because of that scoliosis. That's what I got my nephew. Okay. He told me what it was. Scoliosis. That's what he had.
Yeah.
So he couldn't play football anymore, but the university honored his scholarship, and he went 4 years. And I got a daughter that's been working as a manager at Wendy's for about 20 years,
right.
It seemed like.
Right. Yeah,
but my family's more important to me than anything, and those guys are doing what they're supposed to do. And I got 4 or 5 grandkids that I enjoy being around. And, my foundation, my son, Brandon, is doing it now, and you know, I get to sit back and bring all the celebrities in, and if you get a chance to be able to come, I'd love for you guys to try to show up and just show them how much we feel and how much we mean, South Carolina mean to us up in South Carolina.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the web address? What's the website people can go to and learn more?
It's the George Rogers Foundation. You can go to that website and the George Rogers Foundation of the Carolinas is what it's called.
All right. Well,
please, we need all the help we can get. We're trying to get these kids in school and make sure that they, you know, do the right thing.
And it's coming up soon.
Yeah,
January 22nd. No, January 21st. January 25th and 26th. See, I told you, man, my brain is dead. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. I can't remember nothing.
You'll be all right. We'll take care of it for you. But coming up in June. June 25th and 26th.
June.
Yeah, June. Yeah, coming up. Yeah,
there you go. Help brother out. Help me out.
Yeah, that's what we do. Well, listen, man. Great catching up with you. Thanks as always, and fun to reminisce about those days. It seems sometimes like just yesterday instead of 1981. But
there you go.
Fun to remember.
Been a long time.
All right, George.
Thanks,
good.
George.
We'll talk to you real soon.
All right, thanks a lot.
You bet. That is Heisman Trophy winner George Rogers, the first pick of the 1981 NFL Draft.
Coach Jim Carlin was proud of that man. Now, let me tell you.
And again, like we were saying, rookie of the year, lived up to all the hype. He was something else, no question.
I think George was offered a lot of things by a lot of different coaches and said that Jim Carlin offered him a scholarship.
A scholarship.
Period. The end. Yeah. And,